experience in Chinle a few weeks ago in Chinle, I met a boy named Julio, and though he obviously wasn't the only boy I met, talked to, and formed a relationship with, the way I encountered Julio on its own speaks lengths of God's goodness and what I took from YSMP this year. Julio came to our morning youth VBS session on the second day, Tuesday, and he's a quiet kid relative to his louder cousins and his younger brothers. And though he comes from a pretty big family, at age 13, turned 14 recently, he's the oldest brother and cousin, and fittingly the most mature out of all of them. I didn't know all this the first day I met him, but by the next two days, I couldn't really help but notice his maturity and just his hunger for to know God. One morning, he said he wanted to talk to me more about God, so I said I'd visit him. And it was really more of an adventure finding his house that afternoon than I foresaw then. Basically, he lives in a neighborhood that's like the most impoverished in all of Chinle. And even after 5 years of going to the same city, I'd never actually been to this neighborhood. And it's just so impoverished that they don't even have addresses there. It's just, he just told me that he lived all the way in the back by a big tree and that his house was white. So I was like, okay. And he gave me his phone number so I could try and find him that way. Basically, the neighborhood had two entrances, and we went in the wrong address, the wrong entrance first, and I was calling him, and my phone was dying at the same time, so it was kind of like, I was just wondering if I was going to make it there that afternoon, and we came to, like, there's a fork in the road, and it goes into four different roads, so I wasn't sure which one to go down, but I guessed, and I guessed right, so I found his house, which was really amazing also. And it was pretty cool also because I could have chosen to that afternoon to go to like a cookout with some of the other members of the youth team who were also visiting with some other teenagers, but it happened to rain that afternoon, so it just worked out that I was able to visit with Julio and talk with him. And it was really cool because that afternoon I was just talking with him and his cousin Johanna, and they came to Christ that afternoon, and it was just really amazing because from the first time I met him, I just didn't think that he was very receptive. He was just really quiet, and he was just sitting there. It was just really awesome to see how God used me with my relationship to him. And it's even after coming home a few weeks after Arizona, he still like texts me like every 2 days, like just saying hi and like good night, and it's like me kind of annoying, but like it's also kind of cool to see that he still remembers me, and I try and text back to him, and I talked with him the other night I often wonder about the shallowness of relationships that we build there, because it's just so hard to keep in contact with them, and it's just hard to keep in contact. But I'm really hoping to be able to continue building this, working on this relationship with him, and being a mentor, being kind of an older brother, and really just helping him develop and grow in his faith. And I just see God using me specifically in this instance with him. And that's just really what I've taken away from this year's YSMP, how God can use me and is preparing the hearts of kids like Julio to receive him and glorify his name. And just God's so good, and I give him all the credit for placing me where in places like Chinle, where I can live out my faith and just lift up his name. And whether I'm at Chinle or school or anywhere else, I really just hope to continue doing that, and praising God. Thanks.